although I agree with the principles of the amendment to the Asylum, Migration and Integration Fund, I am sceptical of the pact on which it is based and concerned that it will only further reinforce European policies focused, as the Irish Refugee Council states, on externalisation, deterrence, containment and return. Following the mass influx of displaced persons from Ukraine, I understand the need for increased financial aid, and I understand that facilitating access to unspent financial resources under the Asylum, Migration and Integration Fund is badly needed. However, I am also aware that accelerated border procedures, when implemented, often come hand in hand with reduced fundamental rights, standards and safeguards. And really and truly, we're talking, I think this fund will release €500,000. It's not really a huge amount, and maybe we'll be losing a lot more by actually adopting it as well. The proposal put forward by the European Commission acknowledges that increased migratory pressure, including reception and asylum processing procedures, is already being felt acutely in Member States. I am worried that with the acceleration of border procedures and with fast-track procedures, the idea of a human being will get lost. We do not want a case of applicants being dehumanised and treated only as a number. And we see the way that Frontex behaves on the border, especially around Greece and that there, and we've seen the behaviour of Frontex in pushing people back into the sea so that they don't land and they aren't counted as numbers of asylum in Europe. And that's not any way that I would want any agency to behave in my name and in the name of, and I would hope that this government wouldn't be in favour of that too. But that is happening, and that's happening regularly, and that's an agency that we are supportive of and that we fund. So I think that is wrong. And I think that anything that we do in terms of accessing this funding or accepting this funding and that there should be specifically on the reason that we're not supportive of those kind of issues, because that is a problem, Minister, and I would hope that you would take that on board, because it's appalling what's happening there, and we only have to see by the work of the McWalls and Claire Daly and what they're doing in relation to that they're in Greece. They can see they're highlighting the issues that are happening there every day. And every day we talk about asylum and we're talking and we're welcoming Ukrainians, as we have to do, they're asylum seekers from Syria, from Afghanistan, are being pushed back into the sea and made sink or swim regardless in our name. And I think that's completely wrong. There are a lot of really great groups and projects which are currently funded through the Asylum, Migration and Integration Fund. And I would just hope that funds are not being taken away from such groups in this proposal process. We have the capacity to ensure that asylum seekers and migrants from all countries are being accommodated in a respectful manner that has a regard for their human rights. A human rights approach should be taken towards all proposals and decisions that affect our European borders. The proposal states that it seeks to unblock access to unspent amounts previously earmarked for specific purposes under the AMIF. However, it does not go on to state exactly what the funds were earmarked for, and I would be interested to hear whether there was an answer to that as well from the Minister. I believe we are in need of a far more transparency in general in regard to these European funds. We should be given a list of projects that we are supporting in order to ensure that all asylum seekers and migrants are being treated equally under the Asylum, Migration and Integration Fund, and to ensure that money in this fund is being used up by not being used up by concentration type camps, migrant camps and security and building companies, and as I said as well, and Frontex behaves in relation to migrants on our borders as well. In conclusion, I support this motion in principle. However, I would like to call for better transparency and for a focus on a human rights approach as well.